episode 3 of Oasis Wellness Lab, and today I have a very, very special guest today, so you won't just hear the sound of my voice. So today I have Aja Janae. She's the founder of Heal and Glow. How are you, Aja?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am great on this cold Sunday in New York.
So cold. Where are you located?
I'm in Brooklyn, New York.
You're in Brooklyn. Okay. Yeah. I'm in Wisconsin, so it's extremely cold.
Oh my goodness. It had to be snowing like since August, right?
No, actually it just started snowing yesterday. We got maybe like an inch of snow.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, so we got our first, yesterday was the first day of snow too, and I was hoping that it would kind of hold off until January.
Same.
Yeah, because usually I feel like if it starts in December, it seems like the longest winter ever, so.
Oh my God, yeah. Lots of milk that we have, it's going to melt real soon, so.
Yeah.
This isn't bad at all. We're used to like 20 inches.
I know, right? Yeah. So how long have you been in Wisconsin? Is that where you're from?
I've been here my entire life, so 24 years, almost 25 years.
Oh, wow. I'm a transplant in Brooklyn. I'm actually from South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, so I moved here to pursue fashion and all these other things. So I've been here for 6 years.
I have to visit Brooklyn. Oh my God.
Yeah, Brooklyn is awesome. Like, people come here, they come to like the tourist things, like Times Square, Midtown Manhattan, but like the real New York City is like Brooklyn and your Harlems and stuff like that. So
come check us out. Oh my God. Every time I visit somewhere, I'm like, take me to the blackest part of the city now.
Right.
Well, where are the black people at, honey?
I know. I do the same thing too. I'm like, you know, before I go, I kind of research, all right, where do black people hang out? So thank you so much for joining me today. You're actually my first guest for my podcast.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much. And so let's get started. Let's just jump right into it. I love Heal and Glow. We follow each other on Instagram. And I was like, oh, I like this brand. Yeah. So tell me a little bit how Heal and Glow came about.
I'm going to try not to make it a super long story, but basically, I started making handmade candles as a hobby when I was in school. Mm-hmm. And so, a lot of people like my family and my friends, they love the candles. So then finally I decided to start selling them. So, I was a comm major in school. I graduated from Marquette University here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And so I've always been like super obsessed with blogs and, just like wellness, mm-hmm. wellness trends, wellness blogs, fashion, beauty brands. And just all things holistic. So I really wanted to incorporate a blog also into my brand. So basically, Heal and Glow is an online publication and shop where we promote wellness trends and self-care and self-love trends amongst women of color. We also highlight mm-hmm. wellness trends in the media. So say, for instance, there's an artist. So say, for instance, Solange. So she's really, really, really big on like wellness and self-love and like empowerment, you know, women empowerment and things of that nature. SZA is an artist as well. There's a group by the name of Oshun. They're actually outside, out of Brooklyn. So I don't know if you've heard of them. Oh my God.
Yeah, I have.
They're really into healing. You know what I mean? And self-love. So mm-hmm. basically, what I wanted to do is I wanted to highlight those trends in your forms of media and culture. So like in music and fashion and beauty, and film and television. So, you know, you can go on a little bit of everything. And then we provide you with the tools for your wellness practices. So like if you're a yogi or if you like to meditate, you can buy a candle, you know, and Heal and Glow.
Right. Yeah, I feel you, because I looked at the site and it looks really, really great. My background's actually in health and wellness. It's a long story how I got into fashion, but I still use it because I do yoga and I do meditation. Yeah. And so, yeah, when I saw you guys, so, were selling candles, I was like, good, I kind of put away the incense because I don't have anything against incense, but like, I always felt like candles have like more of a healing. Like, do you, when you make these candles, do you try to incorporate, like, for example, like aromatherapy is starting to become a big thing?
Yeah.
Do you pay attention to that?
Of course. I always tell people my favorite scent out of all my candles is lavender. So I have like those fresh scents. I have juniper berry breeze. Like I said, lavender. I have a rose scented candle, which is very extremely therapeutic. Lavender is known to be extremely relaxing and known to help with anxiety. I know personally when I suffer from like panic attacks or like anxiety attacks, I'll just like rub some of that, you know, lavender oil on my wrist or rub it into my hands and, you know, let it kind of get me to a relaxing place. So yeah, making the candles itself is extremely therapeutic for myself. And so every time I make a candle, I like to infuse it with love, you know, and I'll just hope that whoever burns the Healing Glow candle, kind of feels that, you know what I mean?
Right. Right. And that brings me to my next question because, as an entrepreneur, you know, it's very stressful for us.
Yeah.
Many, we can go on and on about why that is. So how do you personally deal with stress as an entrepreneur?
I breathe, honey. I just have to breathe. And I have a really, really great support system. I have the greatest friends in the world. My mother is extremely supportive. Like I said, my network of sisters that I have, I keep sisters around me. I have a team. Black women are just amazing and very, very supportive. The black women I have around me. So I just think about them and I do it, you know, those days where I want to give up, I think about the women and the network of women that I have around me that I'm doing it for them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just breathe. I turn on some Erykah Badu and I let her.
And so you talk about, you know, the network around you, like other sisters. Do you guys ever meet up and do like fellowship or maybe like meditate together or like just have this kind of like a powwow to kind of get stress out for the week or like every 2 weeks or month?
Yeah, of course. So me and my friends, you know, we have just anything from like group text message. We always informations and we're always you know in communication with each other. Whenever I need any of my friends, like I just hit them up and if we need a glass of sit down and have a glass of wine, we do that. And watch a movie or listen to some music and have a powwow. Talk about what we love to do. We love to talk about the future in our
right
plan. We always have a come to Jesus, like, listen, honey, you know, I see your potential in this, so let's get this right. This is the type of person that you are. We plan, I don't want to say rituals because we don't do it as often as we should, but we, have yoga sessions together. We meditate. Sometimes we do a little retail therapy, you know, that always,
that always helps.
So yeah.
Okay. So on a business tip, what is your business mantra?
My business mantra. One thing I definitely have to repeat to myself every single day is that the life that I want and I desire is at hand's reach, and everything that I need to create that life is within me. I just have to take it day by day. So that's definitely something I have to repeat to myself every single day. Like, girl, you got this. You got this. You can handle
it. Yeah. Because it's very hard. It's very hard. You come across so many obstacles. And you just kind of like, man, I'm trying so hard. Like, why is this happening? Why is this happening? So
it's so when people don't tell you that, too. It's just like.
Oh, they don't.
Little things. They don't. You know what I mean? It's just little. They're usually little bitty things. That you have to deal with, and you're just like, wow, okay, so why is this an issue? Why is this an issue? But it's always a learning experience, and
it is.
of the day, like when you're going through something or when you're trying to create a life for yourself, you have to definitely enjoy the process.
Right.
But I mean, you're going to deal with obstacles in any industry or anything that you're doing, but as long as you understand the end goal, like the end goal that you want to accomplish, and you just make sure that you're tunnel vision, I think all those things you can knock them out.
Totally agree. So speaking about challenges, because for me, marketing is a big thing, you know, when you're a no name, mm-hmm. it's hard to kind of get out there. So yeah. When did you start Healing Glow?
I started selling the candles in April of this year.
Actually
officially started doing everything as one collective, like online publication, store, maybe 2 months ago.
Okay, so
I'm still a bit.
Yeah. Okay, so I know for me it's been like seriously about 4 years, right?
4 years.
So yeah, but you know, like you said, you've been doing this stuff like since school, like when you've been young and you just got serious lately.
I blogged before some real crazy looking blogs.
Yeah. And it is trial and error.
Yeah, it was a lot of trial and error. It was a lot of research, a lot of like getting inspiration from other publications and other brands. Say Heron is a brand that I absolutely, I'm gonna bring up Solange all the time. Erica Badu all the time, but like,
well, yeah, but I like that Heron. It's very inspirational.
Oh my God, yes, Solange is such an inspiration to me. So you know, I just pull from a lot of different inspirations and brands, and I don't know, just, you know, just paying attention and just being very diligent.
Right. So, what has been your biggest challenge thus far, as far as getting Healing Glow out to the masses?
Oh, the biggest challenge. I would say the website is probably the biggest challenge. It took me maybe 4 months, like 3 to 4 months to finish that website.
And yeah, just it's a lot.
Everything was just good and all the content was there and that kind of articulate what it is that I'm a visual person. So sometimes it can be extremely difficult to articulate what it is that I'm seeing in my head. So actually manifesting like physically what it is that I was thinking and what I was seeing, I think was the biggest challenge. And just making, honestly, nobody told me, being having a business, making a decision, like just but you always have to make a decision, and I feel like that's the hardest thing. Like I always have to make a decision. I always have to make sure it's the right decision for the business. I think that's the hardest thing, because we're so used to like being in school or like having our parents kind of make a decision for us in life. I feel like a boss. Like when you're at work and you're working a 9-to-5, you have your boss basically tells you what to do, and it's laid out.
Right.
When you own a business, just making a decision, honey, can be difficult.
This is so true, because you don't want to do something. First of all, your name is on it. You know what I mean? So the moment you make a decision that's like it blows up, people are like, that's the only thing people remember you by.
Right, yes.
Even if you did like 100 good things, that one bad thing, they will always label you by.
They really will always.
Yeah.
I let you let that down.
Ever. And so what do you say would be the most rewarding? Because it's not all bad.
No, it's not all bad. The most rewarding is, you know, moments like this when I have, you know, other black women just congratulate me and uplift me about the work that I am doing, because sometimes you're so like stuck in the work and you don't know if anybody sees it or anybody recognizes it. And I don't think people really understand how much work goes into like just having a blog and just making sure you're up to date on the content and making sure you're consistently on social media and just making sure like that everything is just done right. So when I have other black women especially compliment me on my work, when somebody's face lights up because they love the way that my candle smells, or you know, when they make a post on their social media about a candle or a product, it's just, that's the most rewarding thing, I think.
Yeah, support is very important. Okay, so what's next for 2018, we're rounding up a year. I can't believe it's almost over. I felt like it just started.
How fast the year went by.
Yes.
So,
yes.
For 2018, I just want to continue to create a great tangible product. And I don't know, I just want to make my mark in the wellness industry. What is the biggest, I want to continue to interview beautiful Black women about their wellness journeys. What's the biggest thing? I eventually want to start a podcast as well. That's the biggest thing too that I've been working on. I don't know.
Well, I'm here, girl. If you need someone to interview, I'm here for you. you mentioned the blog. Are you the sole writer, or do you have people who write also, like contribute to the blog?
My executive assistant, Amira, she contributes and jumps in when she can. I have a contributor by the name of India. She writes a couple of stories. I curate a bunch of stories from other publications as well. I write a lot of it. So yeah, it's a little bit of everything. I have a little bit of everything.
Okay, that's good. All right, so away from business, let's talk about love, because that's a hot topic in this industry. Even if it's dating or like, no, right, girl, I know. Even if it's dating or like friendships and like, you know, having, you know, grooming healthy relationships, that's a big deal, especially in our community.
Yeah.
Love is like, I don't know, we throw around the term too loosely.
Yeah.
Or we don't know what it is, but I think things that hinder our relationships. So what is your definition of love?
My definition of love. Oh, that's a good question. it's a beautiful question. Oh my God, it's a hard question.
I know, right?
Love.
It's kind of like in the eye of the beholder almost.
It's definitely. Oh my God. Definition of love. It can mean so much. It can mean so much. So it can be self-love, loving yourself, and just letting that love kind of radiate and touch others. It's just having compassion, for others, other beings, not just humans, just having compassion for all life.
Right.
I'm a Pisces, so I'm definitely a lover. I wear my heart on my sleeve. So I love it, you know, love everybody. And I always say, whatever you're doing, if it's not out of love, if it's not out of, you know, like that God voice, then it's not always necessary. Now, that's not saying you don't have a devil on your shoulder sometimes.
Right. For sure.
As long as you can get it right, get it straight. But, you know, I don't love it. I don't know. It's everything. It's energy. It's, when I think of love, I think of, definitely think of the Black woman. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely encompass all that is love. We're creators. Creators of life. We just a bomb. I don't know.
We do have sauce. Like it's funny because I read a little while back, it was an article saying that Black women set the trend. A study showed that Black women set trends
in
almost everything. Now we get swagger jacked sometimes, but we do like set the trend. And so how do you think that plays into, do you think as Black women we love ourselves enough?
I don't think we love ourselves. We can love ourselves even more. I feel like I think we set the bar definitely. And then it's a journey too. I always say I didn't realize that how to love. I personally feel like there's no way that you can love someone else if you don't know how to love. If you don't know how to love yourself.
People don't like to hear that. It sounds cliche, but it's so true.
But it is so true. And then how are you going to teach others to love you and to give you what you deserve if you don't know how to love yourself? You know? I think we can love ourselves a little bit more. I think we definitely don't get the credit that we deserve. Get taken advantage of way too much.
despite that, though, do you think we do a good job at kind of rising through the trenches? Because we're number one in entrepreneurship, most educated by race, by gender. When you think about it, it's kind of like, I personally don't believe this, but when you look at the hierarchy of, like, gender in the nation, it almost seems like black women are at the bottom. Yet, we accomplish all of these things. Do you think our self-love has a part, play a part in that?
I think,
Or either loving each other through, like, support.
I definitely think that, you know what? It's in the media, like, it's we get portrayed as if we don't support each other enough. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you step away from the television a little bit, or step away from some blogs, or step away from those headlines, you'll actually see that probably your biggest supporter is probably a black woman. If you are mm-hmm. a black, if you're a black man, I don't care who you are, your biggest supporter and the person that's going to fight for you the most is more than likely going to be a black woman. Yeah. So I definitely feel like the media kind of portray, you know, because you have shows like Love and Hip Hop, you know, like the right reality yeah. TV, we're definitely portrayed as like being pent against each other. And then you also see it in like social media as well. I think Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, they have a song together, like with Migos. And then you mm-hmm. see like them going around comparing the two, and I'm just what's the point of comparing the two? They're both beautiful in the video. They both have they're both great. You know what I forgot
the question. That's true though, because the media do pin each other, you know, try to pin women against each other. I don't know. I guess it's just for ratings. That's why I always feel like the media is there for,
It's almost systemic that we're mm-hmm. against each other because we are so strong and we can get so much done. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, what do you think, and this is like a three-part question, so what do you think is the key to healthy relationships as it pertains to your friends mm-hmm. and dating and your family?
The key is communication. Mm-hmm. It's communication. My personal journey, I love my mother to death. My mother is my God. Mm-hmm. But I'm a Pisces, so I'm super emotional. And my mother is an Aquarius, so she's extremely emotional. And I think where we clash and we kind of like miss each other is like that communication. So when we like the same person because I'm her first child. So I'm definitely like she spit me out. Definitely spit me out. Everything about me is my mother. So 100% communicate. If you do not know how to communicate with a person, and that can be just like your love language, it could be anything. Just it could be simple communication, something as simple as, hey, this bothered me. You know what I mean? You made me upset when you did this. It could mm-hmm. be like understanding each other. It could be your tone. Just communication is so broad. And I think that's the main reason why a lot of people can't get along. We don't get along. We can get along. So the key definitely is communication, knowing how to communicate, knowing when it is effective knowing effective communication and knowing when to communicate is definitely important.
I agree with that. And I think, too, because you have to know who you are to self-love in order to communicate that effectively, right? And so, you know, if you don't know who you are, if you don't know what you can tolerate and these other things, like, I think when you master, I guess you don't really master self-love, but when you get to a good point, you're more self-aware. You know, you kind of think about, okay, well, I can empathize with this person. I'm not going to, like, try to lash out too much. But I know how to be assertive, too, and communicate what I want. And I think that's the breakdown. Like, it always comes back
to yourself. True.
And then you can go out and like build like these healthy relationships. It's never perfect. But I mean, I think you can get to a good point. I actually started therapy.
I need a therapist. I'm there too.
Yeah, it got too much. After like 4 years of like trying to get this business going, and then you live in a city, it's busy as New York City. It's like, it's so much. So I started going. Do you recommend that for
Oh,
for Black women.
And men. And like I said, I'm definitely at a point where I'm just like, okay, girl, you need to sit down and talk to somebody, a professional. But even if like your therapist is your pastor or friend or your mother, mm-hmm. or, you know what I mean, a coworker, your boss, like,
right.
I definitely think that that need to just get your thoughts out and to get your feelings out, and to just have somebody tell you like, no, you're not crazy, or no, you crazy, or that may, or that wasn't necessary.
Right.
You definitely need that second person, that person to just get those, that energy and those emotions out to.
Yeah, especially someone who doesn't know you, because, you know, people who know you, they mean well, but yes, sometimes they tend to be biased.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a therapist is saying this,
therapy for anybody Black, because they're, you know, I just recommend therapy, period. And if you don't have the support, I hope you, you know, have a friend or like your mother, a parent, somebody, a grandparent, older person is always the best talk to, because they'll tell you the real, and they done been
they've been around. Okay, so let's talk about the relationship between Black men and women. Now again, back to the media. If you listen to the headlines, you would think we are in an all-out war.
Yeah.
Two of us. So what is your take on, you know, between Black men and women, the relationship between
it's so interesting. I think I definitely think we're really good at, okay, we have a bad experience with this one person, or we had a really bad experience with this one person. We're really good at generalizing. And then we're really good at like jumping to social media and then putting all of them in a group. You know what I mean? Like, even if you've only been in like one region, you've only dealt with like one region of people, it's really good to like, really easy to generalize. I don't know. I think we're just an emotional people. We're just extremely emotional. And then we run to social media and talk about our feelings. And then other people like to get involved. And it goes back down to communication. We're all communicating off of emotion versus logic. And that's fine, too. But I definitely think we should be more compassionate with each other and just try to figure out, I don't know, figure out the root of the problem. I think that's what's happening now, though. And I think it's kind of cool that we have like this disputes, because we can get it all out and figure out what the problem is and start that process of healing. You know what I mean? Sometimes things are bad before they get better.
Right. I don't think it's as bad as they make it seem. I think we are just frustrated. And not only just with each other, but we all as a people deal with racism, women, sexism, and then as a people we get portrayed as something. Now we have all of this frustration, all of this stuff we have to deal with, like we have working 9-to-5, and you deal with things with that, you come in, and then the two of you get together and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm dealing with you. You know what I mean? It's just like built up frustration, but I agree, it comes down to communication with that. Now, dating. Are you dating?
You don't even know what that means nowadays. Like, I don't even know what it means.
Yeah. It changes, right? Because when I started dating in the 90s, that it was one thing. So now it's kind of like
times, everybody have so many different terms for everything. But yeah, I'm seeing people, a couple of people. so I'm.
How difficult is that? Because it's terrible here in New York. Like, it is actually.
Honey, if it's terrible in New York, then Wisconsin, girl, Wisconsin ain't no better. Because Wisconsin is a very, we're Republican state, so all of the Black people are literally in, like, where I'm from. I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so all of the Black people, we're literally all in Milwaukee. And then you have a couple of them maybe in Racine, a couple of them maybe are in Madison. So if it's horrible in New York, I can just imagine. I can't believe
it.
But it's quite difficult here too, because you know everybody knows each other.
It's kind of like where I'm from, like small town. It seems small because you know everyone. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I feel like men with social media, men are lazy now. You know what I mean? And that like, I don't know. I grew up, I was younger than 90, so I'm definitely a hopeless romantic. I grew up on like Love Jones and, you know, those type of movies, The Brothers and everything, and all, you know, every 90s love song. So I definitely grew up with an expectation. And I've been thinking about that too. Like, damn, did the 90s movies and songs kind of, it kind of raised the bar for a lot of women, but during that time, it kind of raised the bar for men. And they're just, I feel like a lot of men, especially here, they just get kind of lazy a little bit.
I could tell you. So you said you're 26, right?
25, I'll be 25 in March.
I hate to tell you, I'll be 35 on January 1st. And so it doesn't get better on this end either.
That is horrible.
I hate to tell you, I really have better expectations, but it is pretty much across the board, right?
Man, I don't know if our expectations are too high, or if they're too lazy to meet them, or like, if our expectations are unrealistic. I don't know what it is, but we're just kind of missing each other. I feel
right.
Like. But it's fine.
But
I'm sorry.
It's but you know, social media, it is a gift and a curse, right?
Yeah.
And you know, we won't put it all on the men, because you know, we also see women on there too, and you don't understand why they think the way they think about women.
Relationships,
but yeah. But do you think, you know, with the dating situation, does it affect you in any way? Like emotionally or mentally, or you just kind of like go off and just do your thing? Because you know, as an entrepreneur, we don't have time for a lot of this nonsense.
It used to affect me a lot. Like when I was in college, did it affect me when I was in college? Because when I was graduating my last year, I was very much like, listen, I need to graduate. I need to get my degree. Because you know, So I'm like, I need to get my degree. I don't need no distractions. So I was very much like that. But when I graduated, it used to bother me. But I tell this to my friends all the time. Anytime I get bothered by a dude, I have to combat that with, you're not busy enough. You sitting up here right. about what a man is doing. He probably out there making money, or he's probably making his life better. But if you're worried about what he's doing, that means that you're not busy enough. You need to get busy
right.
and work on a skill or work on your business. So right now, I'm not really, what I do have an issue with is when I'm lied to, when I get lied to.
Yeah.
And then when I develop a relationship or like a friendship, a genuine friendship with somebody, and you feel the need to lie to me for no reason or to hide something.
Right.
That's the only thing I have an issue with. But I, you know, I'm just pretty smooth with it because, like I said, I don't have time. I don't have time.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I will say for men, they do really good at separating, right? So.
Yeah.
When they're focused on money and doing something, like, everything hits the back burner. And I think we as women can learn from that.
Definitely.
We can learn from that.
All the time I'm taking notes, honey. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Professor. Thank you, Professor. Okay, so let's talk about friendships. Friend is something that is a term people use very loosely as well.
I definitely think that.
For me, I have five people that I can truly call my friends.
Yeah.
So what does a friend mean to you?
A friend is somebody that you can definitely depend on, and you know, it's almost like having a companion. I was just talking about this with my friends. It's like I feel like a friendship is just like having a companion, but without like that sexual need from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's maintaining a friendship is definitely about that, you know, being communicative. So if they make you mad, you have to be able to let them know, like, listen, you did this and it upset me.
Right.
It should definitely be a give and take. You shouldn't feel drained, stressed out from a friendship, just like a relationship. Somebody who's honest and who has your best interest at heart as well. And you should definitely surround yourself with people who are moving. You know what I mean? Who are, you know, who has the goals as you, somebody who can, people who can lift you up and help you with your goals. I feel like, I don't know, you'll have a different love for somebody if it's somebody that you went through the struggle with and they helped you, maintain like your goals and, help you reach your achievements. I think that's a friend.
And yeah, it's funny. Right. Okay. So it's funny you mentioned somebody that you go through struggle with, because I think sometimes people mistake that for I struggle as in let me mistreat you, this, and that. But that's not what we're talking about. like if I have it.
People that you go to Little Caesar, you get you a $5 pizza.
And right.
I'm sorry, you know, either financial struggles or that person that gives you a shoulder to cry on.
Right.
Or that friend that, you know, if you need to ride down on your mate to see what he's doing, that friend that's gonna drive you to his house. No, let me stop. Yeah.
we won't go there. We don't want you to think that we're, you know. But it's funny because
able your shenanigans, but let you know, like, yeah, girl, that was right. That was, we should never do that. We got to do better.
yeah. But it's funny because I remember when Gucci Mane and, what is his wife name now? So everyone was, this meme came out, and it was a picture of them, like, at their wedding, and everyone's like, well, men mostly, they were like, you know, most of you women want this, but she stuck for him through jail, cheating, blah, you know, XYZ. And it's like, is this what we can't do this? Like, are we promoting this? Like, no, there's a difference between, like you said, like, struggle and, you know, just being downright mistreated.
I'm not that I've never been that type of, some people can handle it. I've never been the type of girl that will want to fall out with a friend every 5 minutes. Some people like that. That's some people's friendship dynamic. But for me, I, like, drama is unnecessary. You know what I mean? It's just, we can be, you know, using our energy for something more productive than drama. You know what I mean? That's not a friend to me, that somebody I have to always, like, I have to be, you know, side-eyeing them all the time because I think they're talking about me, or every time they get mad, they're putting my business out in the street. That's definitely not a friend. Some people deal with that dynamic, but for me personally, no, that's not a friend at all.
Right. Last question on love. Like I said, 2017 is coming to an end. What has been the biggest lesson you've learned in love?
In love?
And that could be it. That could be any aspect.
To be honest, I think the biggest aspect I learned was that at the end of the day, I have myself and I have to love myself. And at the end of the day, I will be good no matter what men come and go. They're always going to come and go. It's always going to. And you know what I mean? Because when I was younger, I used to get so, like, pent up and, like, sad if something didn't work out, you know, as far as a man, right. even in friendships. I used to get so pent up if something didn't work out, like, oh my God, maybe I'm not good enough. But that usually means that God or the universe is trying to, you know, create room so the next person can. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you have to be solid and you have to love yourself and know, like, your worth. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, somebody else is going to always be there. Another friend. You lose a friend, you're going to get another friend. You lose a lover, another one is definitely going to be knocking on your door the next day.
Right. And it's a big part of, you know, you evolving as a person, too.
They will teach you a lesson.
Yeah. You serve the purpose. So let's keep it, you know, you got to keep it moving.
I think that's the biggest thing that I learned this year.
Right. Okay, so, and speaking of purpose, how important do you think it is for people to find their purpose in life?
Oh my.
Versus focusing on stuff like, I gotta get married, I gotta have kids, I gotta do this, you know what I mean? Do things that society says women have to do versus finding your purpose in life.
I think every woman should take the time out to be still and figure out what it is that she really wants, even if it is to have a family, you know what I mean? I feel like if you're going to do that, then you should be the best at it. Whatever you're going to be the best at it. My mother, that's one thing that my mother instilled in me. Like, whatever it is that you're going to do, make sure you're the best at it. Even if you're a stripper. If you're a stripper, you a hoe, be the best hoe. She told
me. Be the best one.
Like, it's the worst advice, but she really told me that. Like, if you're going to be a hoe, you better be a
hoe. That's true. It's very true.
Seriously. I definitely think every woman should take the time out to figure out their passion. and to work for it and to strive for it. You know what I mean? I feel like this world would be such a happier place if we were all doing what it is that our heart desired. You know what I mean? We're all walking in purpose and working, you know, working in purpose, walking in purpose and doing whatever it is that we're passionate about. I feel like the world would be such a better place, a happier place. It's not always easy. Sometimes it is easier, you know, even if you're the cashier at Walmart, you know, if that's your purpose, you feel like you're happy doing that, then you should be the best at it. I don't know.
You know, that's true. I think some people try to look down. This is stripper, for example. I won't even lie, I like Cardi B. Like, I can't. At first, I was kind of like, but like, I like her, right?
A lot of people don't understand it and get it. Like, Cardi B is definitely that roundaway girl, that girl that you know.
She is. She's nice. Yeah, but people are like, oh, she used to be a stripper. But guess what? She was good enough.
Yeah.
to use whatever gifts she had to get where she is now. So that's what I respect about her. Like, I don't care how she started out. Like, we don't even know why she had to do that. Maybe she didn't have to do it, but she did it. But whatever. she did what she had to do to get to this point. So that brings me to this question. Our gifts. I think we all have gifts. Some people have the gift of, like, singing, counsel, teaching. What do you think your gift is?
I think I've always been really good at maintaining relationships. You know what I mean? Solid relationships. That's the one thing that I've always been really good at. It's just loving and providing love. I don't know. I don't really don't know what my gift is, to be honest, but I've always been a visual person. I've always been extremely creative. I've always been extremely loving and I've always been really great at just loving people.
Okay. So, switch your subjects a little bit. Do you listen to music?
I do.
Okay. So I know you love Erykah Badu, Solange. Who else would you say, maybe like two of the people that like gets you going, like your favorite artist?
Oh, right now, Janae Aiko, definitely. Who else am I listening to that gets me going? I love her.
Oh yeah.
I saw her in concert in Chicago. I was in heaven for a good hour and 30 minutes.
I love her.
Who else am I lit? Carrie Faux. I love Carrie Faux. Like a rapper singer. Mm-hmm. She is hilarious. Hilarious.
Okay, yeah. I gotta check her out.
Oh my god.
I tend to listen to like a lot of artists that most people don't know. So like I do listen to SZA though. I love her music. And then lots of UK artists and then like, you know. Like a lot of alternative R&B and stuff. So.
Like a lot of alternative R&B. I like a lot of indie artists. Like I like that everybody's not listening to because sometimes you get so clouded by the hype. Like I always tell people, everybody loves a seat at the table because you know people really didn't know about Solange until a seat at the table. So she started doing all that marketing for that project. But I fell in love with her with True. True is my favorite.
Yes, and a lot of people don't know about the album. A lot of people talked about her too. They were like, oh, she don't have money. But I was like, if you knew Solange, if you were a fan, you would know. She's been behind the scenes. Like, she probably got a lot more money than
definitely.
You think.
They
have
a lot of different industries in the fashion industry. I think she's a. She's such an inspiration.
Yeah, and I think recently she's been working with Calvin Klein. I think she's like in one of their campaigns.
Yeah, she just did the Calvin Klein campaign.
Yeah, so yeah, she's busy. Do you, for Healing Glow or either just like personal, because I know you have a blog, do you guys have events?
Oh, yeah, you know what, you asked me about 2018. So yeah, that's one of the biggest things also that I'm going to be working on for the upcoming year. So right now we have a virtual space, you know what I mean, for healing and wellness. But my plan is to, you know, create those physical spaces where Black women can come together and just around each other and love on each other. I'm working on Wellness Wednesday, so I'm gonna start doing once a month, every second Wednesday of the month. I'm going to have some type of event that's going to focus around a wellness event. So even if it's a ritual, so we're going to come together and mm-hmm. meditate. We can come, you know, have a bunch of Black women come together and do yoga, and share affirmations together. Just, you know, just different things to do every second Wednesday of the month.
Right. Is wellness a big thing among Black people, where you're from?
It's up and coming. It's not a big thing. So mm-hmm. up and coming, especially with the Black people around my age, not as far as like the industry wellness industry, but there's a lot of creative, like, artsy people here, and if anybody know anything about artists, it's definitely hard for us to maintain our wellness practices, you know. And it's sometimes right. it's very sad being an artist, and you know, it's a lot of stresses that go with that. So I definitely want to be that company or that agency that provides, you know, a space where you can come and you can breathe a little bit. You know what I mean? Without mm-hmm. alcohol or drugs, you know, because we have a lot of bars right. here in Wisconsin. People, you know, we're professional alcoholics here, which is horrible. It's so right. horrible, but people drink a lot here. So I just want to create spaces where you'll have that alternative than to just go to the bar to take a load off, you know?
Yeah, because that's the only way people know how to kind of like unwind.
Yeah.
So they say. And so would you extend that to like online, like provide like online resources too?
Yeah.
In addition to the blog?
I'm sorry.
Would you extend that online in addition to the blog that you have?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
So of course, I definitely want to provide like that virtual, like online space for wellness where people can come to and, you know, you can read a story about, a wonderful Black woman who's, you know, gone through it and made it out. And then, like I said, I want to create those physical spaces as well where you can actually feel people's energy. You can actually touch another woman and, you know, mm-hmm. create a network of women.
Okay. So what is, personally, do you have like a beauty regimen?
Beauty regimen. I love, I have an aloe vera plant.
mm-hmm. Oh yes, girl, me too. Yeah.
I love getting the juices out of that plant on my face. Also another beauty regimen that I have.
Are you a coconut oil fanatic? Because you know that's like the oil of the Black women, like the official oil.
Honey, I have
for us.
8 ounce bottle of coconut
right
from Sam's Club, and it lasts me for a good 6 months.
Yes,
I use coconut oil so every true. Single day.
Now, do you have natural hair?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay. So what is your hair regimen? Like, I recently cut all of mine off because I just couldn't do it anymore.
Honey, my hair is short. I cut it off in March and I haven't let it grow back. So I've been cutting it and trimming it. So I wash it once a week. I wash it once a week with shampoo and conditioner. I let it deep condition once a week, and then throughout the week, I just spray it with some good old water, you know, from my water bottle. Put some coconut.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm gonna turn it to a coconut. I'll be so drunk.
Right. Yeah, like it was so. I had so much hair. It was so long because I had did the big chop like 6 years ago, right? So I chopped off 6 years of hair, and you know, I'm like you. I don't think I'll let it grow again because now it's so manageable, and like you said, like you could just slap some coconut oil on it, spray it out, and just kind of keep it moving.
Yeah,
like,
so
it's so easy.
Sometimes I throw on a wig here and there, but.
Oh, okay. What do you think is your personal style, like fashion?
I feel like I'm very eclectic and free. Like, I'm a Pisces, so I'm very much I work with kids, so a lot of my kids call me Erykah Badu. So sometimes I throw in a hair wrap. Some days I'm Erykah Badu. Some days I'm Rihanna. Some days I like to go out. Mm-hmm. I have my boobs hanging out. So I'm very like whatever it is that I'm feeling that day, honestly.
Right. Very versatile. Very versatile. Okay, so what are your personal eating habits? Like diets? Like, are you, like I'm a pescatarian. Are you like a vegetarian? Or do you just kind of?
I'm a pescatarian right now, so I just eat fish, turkey, and chicken.
Okay.
I love veggie burgers. I do not eat beef or pork at all.
Yeah. Did you, did you see, like, What's the Health?
I did watch What's
the Health. That documentary, is that why, did you change your diet after
no,
that?
No, actually, it's a story. I've been a pescatarian since, like, a couple of years, maybe 3 or 4 years now. I actually worked at a made-to-order place where we made, like, everything fresh. So we made hamburgers, we made meatballs, we made, like, polishes and sausages and things. So just after working there for so long and making, you know, making the patties for the hamburgers and like rolling the meatballs and just smelling the grease from like pounds and pounds of beef, and it just started literally making me sick. So it wasn't,
oh wow,
no, seriously, it just started, the smell of it started making me so sick. It wasn't a conscious decision, it's just something I just couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't eat.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it in my mouth. I hated the texture. I hated the smell. Like, everything.
Yeah.
So I had no other choice.
Yeah. You just kind of like, ugh, I can't do it anymore.
I hate it.
Yeah. And so when I was watching the documentary with the health, I never ate pork like that anyway, because I grew up, like I said, in South Carolina, and I had a neighbor who raised hogs. So I know how nasty they are.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I never really, like, if I ate pork, it was like bacon, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But after watching that documentary, I was like, my goodness.
it was a pretty good documentary. It did kind of inspire me to maybe look into, like, being a vegan, you know, veganism a little bit more, but it's going to, I definitely want to try it, though, being a vegan.
I tried it for 3 days. That's it, girl. I couldn't go past that. Yeah, I miss like eggs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That was hard for me to give up. So, but yeah, that didn't work for me. Now, do you cook a lot or do you eat out a lot?
But I do a little bit of both. I cook breakfast for myself every morning. Usually for like lunch and dinner, I'll eat out. So it's, you know, a little bit of both.
Okay. That's good. Do you work out?
You know, I haven't been to the gym in like 2 months. Not planning to go Monday. So hopefully you hear back from me in a couple of months and I can say yes. But I have not been to the gym in so long. But I, you know, I love yoga. So I do that. But I used to be, you know, when it's like when you're in, you're in. But when you're out, it's so hard to get back in. Like,
yeah, it is. And especially when it's cold. Yeah, it's very hard when it's cold.
I'm gonna get there. Lord's working on me.
Keep up, alive. Stay strong. okay, so what do you, health and wellness like for Black women? It's, like, subconsciously, I don't think we intend to do this. We kind of put health and wellness to the back because we're trying to save everything else. Like, we're trying to take care of everyone else. How important do you think it is for Black women to pay attention to that more? Like, to take care of themselves more?
Yeah, I think we can definitely take the time out to be a little bit more selfish. You know what I mean? Because it's like, how do you even help someone else if you're not full? You know what I mean? Yourself. You can't give out of an empty cup. You know what I mean? So, I think we definitely could take some more time to be just a little bit more selfish and just being assertive, as far as like just letting people know, like, listen, I need to take this time for myself. I've been giving and giving to you. I haven't really been received. Like, sometimes we give so much and sometimes we don't receive it back, especially Black women, because we're mothers. You know what I mean? Taking care of our children, and then we're trying to maintain a relationship with the fathers or our husbands. And then we work a full-time job, and then we're great at that. You know what I mean? Because, you know, ain't no, Black women don't slack. We, you know, we get the job done. So, I think it's extremely important, to be honest, whether it's going to the gym or going to get your nails done, getting your hair done, we definitely could take more time to cater to ourselves.
Right. So how do you, what would you tell someone who feels guilty about doing that? Because we tend to feel like guilty, especially I know like mothers. I don't have kids, mm-hmm. but I know I hear like mothers say, oh, I feel so guilty.
Yeah.
By saying I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Like mothers, you know, they won't be with their kids and like they'll get to a place where they don't even miss their kids and they feel guilty about it. I feel like process. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is a process, and that's okay. If you don't miss somebody, you're just taking some time out for yourself. And I think that just means they need to take some more time out. You know what I mean? That they're not used to it. They got to get there to the point where they're used to it. You know.
Yeah. Because I know, like, my mom, she never felt guilty about it. She was like, but I had everything. Like, we really close. Like, she was very nurturing when I was growing up. But she knew the importance of, like, okay, I need this break. I need a break from work. I need a break, you know, from this family. So, I think it is very, very important.
Definitely.
So, it brings me to travel. Do you travel a lot?
I really wish I traveled more, to be honest. Sometimes bills definitely get in the way, and then but that's definitely 2018 goal, to travel more. My biggest goal is to make it to India. I really want to go to India, yoga out there, maybe possibly a yoga program out there. I have a trip planned to Miami for my birthday, me and my friend's birthday. So that's a plan. I have a trip planned for LA too. I have some friends out there. So, this year I definitely slacked on traveling, but 2018 is definitely the biggest goal.
Yeah, you're not the only one. Where have you been?
I think the main place I have been is Chicago, because it's right down the street. I've been to D.C. I've been to Ohio. Ohio isn't far. St. Louis. Of course, I've been in like Alabama, because I have family down there. Alabama, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Minnesota, because they're pretty close. And I have a bunch of other places that I need to visit. I want to visit Arizona, Vegas, like Seattle, Colorado. So many places that I want to be, but it's definitely on the list.
Are you guys close? You guys are close to Canada.
Yeah, we are close to Canada. Yep.
So is that like, how does that work? Because, you know, we're close to Canada, but I'm far. Like, New York City is pretty far. I didn't realize it.
Yeah,
from the actual Canadian line. Like, we're on the Canadian line, but like to get up there is like a 2-hour plane ride.
Yeah, same here.
Okay.
So Wisconsin is extremely close to Canada, but I'm in Milwaukee, so Milwaukee is on the southeast side of Wisconsin.
Okay.
We're more towards.
It's at the bottom.
Yeah, we're at the bottom, so we're more towards like Chicago area.
Okay, I've never been to Chicago. I kept saying I want to go, but I can't go in the winter. I cannot go in the winter.
Not the winter time, honey. We got to go in the summertime.
Yeah. I can't do it. Oh, my goodness. So, okay. So, last question for the interview. You hung in there. You hung in there, Adrian, with me. Thank you so much. Just overall, what are you looking forward to in 2018? So that could be business, personal, whatever it is. What are you looking forward to?
I'm just looking for growth and just seeing, I just want to challenge myself. I want to challenge myself professionally, personally, spiritually, physically. And like I said before, I want to travel. I'm so looking forward to that, and just having financial growth. I want to see Healing Glow everywhere. I want everybody to know about Healing Glow and our mission. I want to deepen my yoga practice. It's just so many things that I have planned and I plan to accomplish in the next year, in the coming years. But definitely, I just want to go hard in 2018.
What advice would you have to someone, women or even young girls, let's say young girls, right, who want to be like an entrepreneur, or, you know, someone who's trying to get into the wellness, like, be more? aware of their wellness?
I would just tell them to just start and just to believe in themselves no matter what. I think my biggest flaw, and something that I kind of wish I had, like even 2 years ago, because I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. Even when I was younger, I used to always say I wanted to be an entrepreneur. The first on the jury line, I was always inspired by everything. So I would just tell them just to start, just to, whatever it is, just to start and don't be afraid to fail. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing with people are afraid to fail, so they don't even start. And I think just believing in you, that's half the battle, honestly, is just believing in yourself and believing that you can do it. You know what I mean? That you're capable is half the battle. Just, if long as you can get over that, you're fine.
That is great advice, Adrian.
Oh, thank you so much.
So great, so great. And, thank you so much. Thank you so, so much for doing this podcast with me. Please tell everyone like how to contact you, like all of your social media.
Of course. Yeah. So I can be contacted at Heal Glow on Instagram, at Heal Glow on Facebook. You can visit my website at www.healglow.com. You can contact me by my personal Instagram at Asia Janay. That's AJAJANY. Also on Facebook, I'm Asia Janay. So everything is pretty consistent.
Okay. That's the easiest way.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Thank you, Asia, for interviewing with me today.
For having me.
You have a new customer. You definitely have a new customer. So I definitely have to get like some candles for my meditation practice because that's something I do every day. I have to. And so yeah, next week guys, tune in. I put up these podcasts like every week. So tune in next week. And again, Adrian, thank you so much. Yay. Thank you.
I wish you well.
Thank you so much. And I will, see you guys next week. Peace.